here we go. Jada Boyer here with us still. Jay, I want to share with you this, which is, according to U.S. News, you might have seen this last week. States ranked top first to last, best to worst. Michigan comes in at a whopping number 42. Boy, we must be proud in Michigan. We've got one of the seven natural wonders of the world called the Great Lakes. We've got more outdoor hunting, fishing opportunities, boating, beaches. We've got it all. And we're number 42 because we're 38 in crime, 41 in education, 30 in the natural environment, which is bizarre, 41 in infrastructure. The list goes on. What an embarrassment this is.
I'll tell you what, it's very frustrating. In my background, I've been a businessman. I've also been involved in local politics. And so I decided to run for state rep just because I wanted to represent my town, because I was watching the path that Michigan was on. And I went, we are headed for a doomsday scenario. First thing is, as you already mentioned, you know, we went from, you know, round number $50 billion to $80 billion in a budget in about, 6 years or so. And the improvement is what? Dropping to 42nd. When you have bad tax policy, when you have bad infrastructure policy, when you're passing bills that are designed to fund your political allies and supporters, when you're putting an unlimited potential campaign contribution for unions in that they can give unlimited to political entities, and that's the legislation that you're focused on, you are not going to have a good state. My long-term goal, people ask me this all the time, my long-term goal is to get to zero personal income tax in the state of Michigan.
Exactly. 100%. Look at the states. Yes. Look at the states right now that have no income tax. Tennessee, for example. It's pretty close to us, right? How many people are moving to Tennessee? Yes. Piles.
Lots.
Piles of people. Where are they moving from? Michigan's one of the places they're leaving. Florida. No income tax. South Dakota, Montana. I mean, you look at these places that have no income tax, and that's where people are moving, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. By the way, also better infrastructure. You know, roads. We've got a bond that's going to come due eventually on the roads that are being fixed right now. We're not even using funding sources to fix roads. We did a bond. We're now paying interest on our roads, by the way, with
Brilliant.
An $81 billion budget.
Brilliant.
I mean, it's
Well, let's be honest. I think we're still paying off the bonds from the Engler administration. I think we're still paying for roads that turned to dust years ago.
That's correct.
Because here's the other thing. What's the actual debt of this state? What is our...
Well, that's an interesting question, and I'll tell you why. By Constitution, we have to have a balanced budget, right?
Right, but we still have $100 billion in debt.
Right. And what we don't talk about is our long-term obligations.
Right.
Things like the pension funds and the health
Correct.
Funds. You know, teachers' pension fund alone, $24 billion.
What do we call these? Unfunded liabilities? Isn't that the term?
Post-employment liabilities, however you want to refer to them. But the interesting thing is we're $24 billion short, right, for teacher pension fund. We just shifted the governor, the Democrats, want to shift almost $700 million out of the post-employment retirement funds, be it health care and pension. They want to shift it out of that, and they want to use it to fund other programs.
Right, because we need to spend more money elsewhere. And so if you take $700 million out of that bucket of money, how do you replace it?
You don't, because I'm going to tell you something. The one-time funding that came from the United States government, by the way, it's fiat currency that was printed during COVID, that's over. That's gone.
Well, in fact, Jay, I don't know if you heard me, but here just before you came on, I was talking about the fact that school districts all over America, including Michigan, are facing massive financial crises because they had all this money. Oh, they went crazy. They rolled around in it. And now they've got to cut teachers and staff and programs. Correct. I mean, if you thought Correct. Your art program was nice at your public school, say goodbye to it, because those will be the places that get cut first. And it's coming. Like the Grim Reaper. It's coming, isn't it?
You better believe it. And by the way, we had a tax reduction last year, right, due to the revenue that had been coming in.
Right.
Dana Nessel determined that was a one-time tax cut, and the Democrats reinstituted. So your taxes are going up this year in Michigan, too. You cannot live above your means. And by the way, government does not generate revenue. It points a gun at you, Steve, and it says,
You're exactly right, Jay. Let's talk about
jail or take your house.
Let's talk about, which is why I'm all for the Axe the Michigan Tax movement. I don't know if they'll make it to the ballot. I hope they do. It'd be nice if they did. Government does not create revenue. Government's not create. They may create fiat money, but they don't create wealth. That comes from the private sector. What the government does create is inflation. You don't create inflation. I don't create inflation. Nope. Business doesn't do it. Unions don't do it. The government creates inflation by printing money that is worthless. And they're printing more of it now. In fact, 40% of the money ever created in America has been printed in the last 4 years. Crazy.
That statement is so important, and it's worthy of being said again. People don't understand that if they have a $100 bill in their dresser drawer, it is not even worth close to $100 anymore.
Correct.
Because of what they've done.
40%, I'll say it again. 40% of the money ever created in this country has been created in the last 4 years during the Biden administration. 40%. It's absolutely jaw-dropping.
And by the way, not created because of labor and the production of goods or services.
No.
Purely created out of thin air.
Correct. Which means the $100 bill you have is worth the $20 bill that I had in 1999, maybe. Anyhow, Jay, I got to leave it there because we could hammer. I could beat on these people like a baby seal for the rest of the day. Is that insensitive?
Perhaps, but I know what you mean.
Perhaps. Club them like a baby seal. Jay, I appreciate you being here. You come back anytime, and we'll set the record straight again.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. There you have it, Jay DeBoyer. Look at all that debt. Look at all that debt. And they just want more of it. More. We'll finance and mortgage the future. More. Final thoughts after this.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.